Hi, everyone. It's Kevin. Today is Tuesday, April 6th. Yesterday, we hosted the Acting Secretary of the Navy, Tom Harker, who visited our Groton and our Quonset Point facilities. And joining the Secretary were Admiral Goggins, the Program Executive Officer for Submarines, and Admiral Papano, the PEO for the Columbia Program. We had members of our federal delegation along who took part, including Senator Blumenthal, Senator Reid, Representative Joe Courtney, and Representative Jim Himes. Secretary Harker, who assumed his duties on the 20th of January this year, is a 20-year veteran of the Coast Guard. His career was marked by operational success, including multi-ton drug seizures on the high seas. In fact, he told us a story about the Eagle that's anchored across the way from Electric Boat here in Groton. And I didn't know this, but apparently the Eagle was seized after World War II. It was a training ship for German submarine crews to train on how to operate the engine room, and it was seized after the war and converted to a training ship. So a little known fact about a neighbor here in the Groton area. So during the Secretary's tour of our operations in Groton, he was given a demonstration of ship control, and he toured the Coates facility. We also showed him the Active Learning Center in Building 260, and then walked him across to the South Yard Assembly Building construction site. At QP, he saw, along with our congressional delegation, the Virginia Module Outfitting Building, the Payload Module Annex, and the Columbia Common Missile Compartment and Tube Outfitting Building. So it was a pretty packed afternoon. And it's always a privilege to showcase the great work you do in the continued defense of our nation. He was impressed by your skill, your dedication, and our teamwork. So thank you for that. On the COVID front, I want to remind everyone that Hartford Healthcare is offering an additional vaccine clinic for EB employees only this coming Sunday. So it's happening on a weekend. Should be a little bit more convenient for everybody. That's April 11th at Foxwoods. So please make your appointment. Yesterday, our EB wellness team sent out an email with the details, and we'll provide a link to the podcast transcript. The clinic is available to employees only right now. Spouses and dependent children are not yet eligible. In addition, there may still be spots available at the EB Only Clinic that takes place this Friday, April 9th at a couple of locations, Foxwoods, the Oakdale Theater, and the Xfinity Theater, as people cancel or reschedule. And just so you know, we continue to request vaccines from Governor Lamont in Connecticut and Governor McKee in Rhode Island so we can vaccinate our employees quickly and efficiently at our on-site clinics. As the vaccine becomes more plentiful, we feel we could greatly accelerate vaccination of our employees if we could get doses to our clinics. This also helps you from having to travel to get your vaccine. So thousands of you take advantage of our annual flu vaccine clinics, and we know we would have a good turnout if we were to offer the COVID vaccine here. So we're going to continue to keep requesting those vaccines. And in the meantime, I encourage all of you to get vaccinated if you haven't been, when and where you can. Right now, it takes some patience and some persistence to get an appointment since the vaccine eligibility has opened up to larger groups in both states this week. If you've been vaccinated, please let our EB medical team know via the link on the coronavirus page on Homeport or the banner link at the top of the EB landing homepage. We're using this information to help determine how we're coming along with getting the vaccine out to our people. And it'll also allow us to gauge how many vaccines to request from Connecticut and Rhode Island in the event we do get the opportunity to administer our own. Thanks, everyone. We'll talk again soon.